sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
Today, we're going to discuss three tax planning tips as we look forward. How can you lower your bill and your tax bill in 2019 and 2020 and 2021 and look forward with our tax planning? Tip number one, take advantage of the 0% tax bracket if you can. What am I speaking about? The tax bracket on long-term capital gains. When you are in a 10 or 12% tax bracket for ordinary income, your tax rate for long-term capital gains is zero. And a lot of even high net worth clients of ours have opportunities to take advantage of this because of that sweet spot between retirement age and age 70. You know, 70 and a half is when you have to start taking that money out of your IRA and 401k, and your taxable income is probably going to go up quite a bit. Many, especially high net worth clients. But in that sweet spot after retirement age, people don't have earned income. You might have a great opportunity to keep your income in a 10 or 12% bracket. You know, your Social Security filing strategy could end up affecting that. All this stuff's interrelated. But that means you can realize long-term capital gains in a 0% tax rate. What an unbelievable opportunity. And don't worry if you go just a little bit over. Only the portion that goes over is taxed at 15%, plus all the ordinary income stays in that 10 or 12% bracket. So that's okay. But what an awesome opportunity. Now, tip number two, along the same lines, take advantage of loss carry forwards. You know, we have people come into our office all the time. They got $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 loss carry forwards. And they're like, Jim, I'm never going to use these because you cannot use those to offset ordinary income. But you can use them to offset future long-term capital gains. So in your investment planning strategy, every year late in the year, let's realize some of those long-term capital gains. We can immediately buy back those investments the very next day. There's no waiting period requirement when you realize a long-term capital gain. So go ahead and realize them, buy the investment right back, and you can use up those losses and realize gains at a 0% tax rate. That's tip number two. Tip number three, Roth conversion planning. You know, we've got two big opportunities here. One is that sweet spot between retirement age and age 70 and a half. Many of you know your taxable income, your tax bracket is going to change for you'll never be in a lower tax bracket once you're 70 and a half. So you've got an opportunity to maybe do some Roth conversion planning, pay at 10 or 12 or maybe even 22% today, where you know once you're in your 70s, you're going to be maybe at 25 or 28 or 33. That's very effective planning. Now, it is an upfront tax hit, so you got to have time to recoup that. And a lot of times Roth conversion planning is really going to be the benefit of that is going to be seen by the kids. But what it'll do for you, especially if you have a pretty sizable IRA and 401k account balance, is when you get on up into age and we don't know where our tax system is going 10, 15 years from now, it gives you a hedge. So if taxes are 50, 60% in the future, you've now got Roth IRA money you can live on without affecting your tax rate. These are just three tips that can have a dramatic impact on not only your taxes today, but also your taxes tomorrow.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.